WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood dopamine hacker, and welcome back to the show. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of self-criticism? Like that little voice in your head is constantly whispering doubts and holding you back from going after what you truly want? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. It's like having a personal gremlin on your shoulder who just loves to rain on your parade. But guess what? We're not here to let that gremlin win. Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-doubt and learning how to silence that pesky inner critic once and for all. Because let's be real, in a world obsessed with social media perfection and unrealistic expectations, it's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others and doubting our own worth. But here's the thing. You are amazing just as you are. You have unique talents, passions, and perspectives that deserve to shine. So how do we kick self-doubt to the curb? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will empower you to embrace your inner badass. First off, recognize those negative thoughts for what they are. Just thoughts. They're not facts, and they don't define you. Think of it like this. Those doubts are like annoying pop-up ads on your mental screen. You can choose to click away and focus on the amazing content, your dreams, your goals, your awesome self. Next, challenge those negative beliefs. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this thought? Often, we cling to outdated beliefs or fears that no longer serve us. By questioning them, you can start to break free from limiting patterns. Remember, you're the author of your own story, not a character trapped in someone else's script. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Everyone stumbles and makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections and focus on learning and growing from them. You're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Now, let's talk about positive affirmations. They might sound cheesy, but seriously, they work. Repeating positive statements about yourself can help rewire your brain to believe in your own worth and abilities. Start small with things like I am capable, I am worthy, or I am strong. The more you say them, the more they'll sink in. Think of it like planting a seed with consistent watering and care. It grows into something beautiful. Finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to focus on what we haven't achieved yet, but taking time to acknowledge our accomplishments can boost confidence and motivation. Did you finish a tough project at work? Nail that presentation? Conquer your fear of public speaking? Give yourself a high five, you deserve it. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She always wanted to start her own business but was crippled by self-doubt. What if I fail? She'd say, who am I to think I can actually do this? But then she started practicing what we've talked about today. She challenged those negative thoughts, reminded herself of her strengths, and even wrote down affirmations every morning. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grew. She took small steps, learned from her mistakes, and eventually launched her dream business. Now she's thriving and inspiring others to follow their passions. It's not about becoming magically fearless overnight. It's about taking conscious steps to shift your mindset, challenge those limiting beliefs, and build a foundation of self-belief that empowers you to go after what you truly desire. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are amazing. Now, let's go out there and silence those inner critics and create the lives we deserve. I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to overcome self-doubt and step into your power? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Hacker podcast for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you reclaim your brain and live a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels and crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.